Brace yourself. You're about to enter the Skull Hole, where we talk anything and everything Minnesota Vikings. Don't forget to bring a change of clothes. It might get dirty. Here are your hosts, Draft Season's Own, One Bar, and Lus.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Skull Hole. I am One Bar, joined with Lupagus. Remember, follow us on Twitter. I am Matt underscore Falk, F-A-L-K. And we got the Lupagus at Lupagus, L-U-P-A-G-U-S.
And we are coming to you live from the middle of a freaking blizzard from hell.
Well, when they listen to this, it's not going to be live. It doesn't make sense.
Well, we're coming to you from a blizzard from hell, so this might be our last podcast. I don't know if we're going
to
make it.
Yeah, it is blustery out there. It is nice to be indoors and talking to the little Vikings.
Yeah, there's old Mrs. Johnson getting blown down the street there.
I don't have a neighbor named Miss Johnson.
Well, she came from like 3 blocks over.
All right, let's talk Vikings. We've had some news, a lot of signings. Doesn't mean they're good signings, but there's been a lot of signings since the last time we chatted.
The Vikings have 6 new players since we last podcasted. 6.
6 of them. Well, let's run right through them. Let's leave the sexy one for the end.
I don't know if he's sexy.
The sexiest of the bunch.
Well, that's like saying I'm the sexiest of a bunch between me and a bunch of middle-aged normal-looking men.
So we got, I didn't have 6, so I'm definitely missing some, but obviously the theme of this week was AAF.
Yeah.
A lot of AAF signings.
Yeah, there might have even been some, I can't even think of what, FAS.
Yeah,
All right, let's start. They started off with a couple of defensive backs, Deron Smith, a safety, and Duke Thomas. They're both from the Stallions? No, they weren't from the Stallions. One of those red teams. Anyway, Carter Schultz, defensive end from the Stallions. Linebacker Greer Martini, and another safety, Jordan Martin.
Jordan Martin, that's the one I didn't have. Yeah. So yeah, you know, out of all these guys, Deron Smith is the only one I remember. He was a 6th rounder a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I can't remember. No, it was actually 2015, I think. And he actually played in every game as a rookie. But after that, he pretty much didn't do anything. He bounced around for a while and then ended up in the AAF, and now he is a brand-new Minnesota Viking.
He is. You know, you don't want to write any of these guys off, but the chances of them having an impact or making the team are slim. Basically, these are signings that the Vikings get. I mean, it's almost for free. I mean, it's like signing an undrafted free agent. It doesn't affect the cap. And that's probably why they brought so many of these guys in to kind of just get some more depth at safety, especially where we were super thin, to have that depth through camp. And into the preseason. Who knows? Hopefully one of these guys emerges and can surprise and make the team. If you were seeing that list there, those 5 guys, who do you think has the best shot at making the roster?
Well, Duke Thomas pretty much has played for every team in the NFL. Even the CFL he played, I think, for a couple teams. The Martini... He was a Packer last year, practice squad.
Have you seen that guy?
Yeah, he got released halfway through the season after practice squad. But the one guy I think, if there's a chance, it's going to be Carter Schultz. You know, it's might not mean much to say he ripped up the AAF, but he had 7 sacks. He was the official sack master. But when you look back even further in his college career at Northern Iowa, he was the Missouri Valley Football Conference Defensive Player of the Year. So suck on that.
Wow, that is something else.
He had 17 sacks his senior year, I believe. So he can get to the quarterback. His big knock is he is not the fastest, most athletic guy. But when you look at it, defensive line, he's my guy I'm pulling for. He's the one guy I think could possibly make the team.
Carter Schultz. All right.
Carter Schultz. You heard it. You heard it here.
Yeah, when I was going through Twitter and the Vikings on a new signing, they do a little graphic. And I actually thought we got a new coach when I'm like, cool, who's this new coach we got? Because it's this old dude. And it was actually it was Greer Martini, our new linebacker.
But yeah, he looked more like Rear Martini.
He really did. He looked like a dirty martini.
He looked like I said earlier, he looked like one of that one guy from The Gladiator, old fart. He ended up getting gruesomely murdered.
Oh. All right. I don't know. I look at this group. I think the guys who have the easiest path to make the team would be one of these safeties just because there's no depth there. We're only 3 deep. I would assume we're going to take at least 4 safeties. And obviously the draft's coming up. So, you know, maybe someone like Deron Smith can surprise or Jordan Martin.
You're sugarcoating it. None of these guys are going to make the team.
But this is what I like about this group, though. I mean, these are guys who are fighting, they're scrapping, they're trying to to earn a job, and they're in the AAF, you know, and they had a second chance. And, again, these guys, they're going to be scrappy. They're going to fight, and I like that. So maybe one of these guys does surprise. I'm not going to write them off. I'm not going to get excited either. But, you know, it is what it is, and hopefully they find a diamond in the very, 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 very dirty rough.
And what it comes down to is the Vikings need to fill some spots. They don't have a ton of money, so this is a perfect opportunity. It's a win-win. Vikings fill up their roster, and these guys get an actual shot, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping they would have brought in that one kicker, Young-Hoo Kim or something, but they were looking at him. But maybe they still will. Maybe they still will. All right, the big signing. You called it sexy.
Sexy pick. Well, when you compare it to these other guys, it was a hell of a sexy pick.
Sean Mannion.
He's here. He's here, Vikings fans. Welcome aboard Sean Mannion, former third-round pick.
Yeah.
When I was thinking Sean Mannion, I thought he was a fifth or sixth rounder. So when I third rounder, I was very surprised. Sean Mannion, he was very well known in college. Four-year starter at Oregon. Big size, 6'6", but when it comes down to it, that big size doesn't really equate to anything. He doesn't have like this huge rocket arm or anything. He's pretty much a game manager type of quarterback.
Average size penis, too.
I don't know about that. I don't believe that.
This guy's going to come in. He's going to compete with Kyle Sloter to be the number two quarterback, which is fine. You know, you got to have competition there. And hopefully the best man wins. If it is Mannion, great. If it's Sloter, that's who I kind of want to win it. But I think both will stay on the roster. So worst case, this is your number three quarterback. He's got a little bit of experience, but it's somebody. It's better than Sloter and a rookie. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, Mannion. I mean, when it came down to it, who are they going to bring in? The guy from AAF, Silver. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like we're going to get some beautiful, sexy name to back up. So Mannion's pretty much what I expected.
Didn't they bring in somebody else for a brief visit? Maybe they visited his briefs.
Maybe they visited his briefs. But Sean Mannion's here. He's here to stay. And it'll be interesting to watch him and Sloter. I really hope Sloter beats him out. But if he doesn't, oh well. I went and looked back at this class that Sean Mannion came in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's another name there. Who's the other guy?
Listen to these other fantastic quarterbacks that went. Before or after Mannion, besides the big names, Garrett Grayson.
That's what I was thinking of. He got up in the New Orleans.
Bryce Petty.
Yuck.
Brett Hundley. And you know it, Trevor Siemian. So that draft class was just full of turds left and right, and now we got one.
We've had two of them.
We've added a turd.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's
quarterback is set, moving into the season, I guess. I bet we still draft one. Who knows?
You think we will? I don't know. I don't think we will.
We'll see. All right. Speaking of draft, let's get into it. 2 weeks from today, we will be having a brand new shiny Viking on our team.
I just David Fales came in for a visit.
David Fales, you're right.
Your boy.
Fales.
David Fales. So, yeah. 2 weeks from today is the draft. That's huge. Very exciting.
Woo!
You sound very excited about that.
I'm very excited.
We talked at length about round one. We talked about round two. We're getting to some mid rounds, round three and four today. The thing when it comes to the Vikings and round three, that is a round we don't pick in that often. They tend to trade out of it for whatever reason.
Love it.
Yeah, either trade out or they trade up and give up that pick to move up, and get someone that they like earlier in the draft. A couple years ago, I think the Dolphins gave us a future third rounder so they could take our third rounder to take Leonte Carew, that really good receiver. There's not a lot of history, recent history of the Vikings in round three because it tends to be a round where they move out of.
I'm going
to
make a bold prediction and say this year we're going to have multiple third round picks.
Really?
I'm going to say we move back in round one, we're going to get a third.
That'd be great. I love it. So looking at round three and four, before we talk about this year's prospects, let's take a little dip in the past here.
Sploosh.
Let's go with the best third or fourth round pick last 5 to 7 years. I don't know how long you move back.
Well, this one's not fair. It's not fair at all because it's Danielle Hunter. Mm-hmm. No way around it. You can't look at anybody else. If we were to ask who the best draft pick was in the last 5 years, it'd probably be Danielle Hunter. So
40 sacks, 206 combined tackles.
Yeah.
It's insane.
So easy peasy, one of the best steals of Vikings draft history. no doubt he could retire tomorrow and he'd probably still be one of the best steals of the draft for the Vikings.
Oh, absolutely. And to me, if you're looking for a runner-up, I mean, I go Pat Elflein if you're going the last 5 years. We got a starter at center. I did not think he'd make it to round 3 that year, but he did, and we sniped him up. We moved up, I think, to get him. So to me, he's your second option.
Well, and this year we're going to have another option. It's going to be fantastic. I can feel it in my bones.
You can feel it in that big old sack of yours. How about the worst third-round pick the Vikings have made?
Oh, the worst? Well, this is easy. Willie Beaver.
Really? You're going Willie Beavers?
Willie Beaver. Yeah, I'm going Willie Beavers.
I got way worse than that.
Oh, no. Willie Beavers was, you know, he was definitely a name coming out of college everybody knew, but he was a turd. I think he still bounced around the league at least a year. I mean, I think he was with the Lions or somebody.
No, I think he's actually still property of the Bears right now.
Well, whatever he is, he's not a Viking. He never did anything for the Vikings, and he was a full-blown turd. So Willie Beavers is my worst of the last
5 years. We probably took him two rounds too early that year. He's not a real physical dude, and I think he bounced around. After we cut him, he was in the Patriots. He went to the Seahawks, and he went to the Bears. Actually, he came back to us for a brief stint.
Beaver.
And Seahawks and Bears.
Beaver.
But I got one that's even worse than that, way worse. This guy was a stud in college. I thought he was going to be a first-round pick, late first round. We got him round 3, and I was like, that is the steal of the draft. That's Scott Crichton, defensive end from Oklahoma State. He had a shit ton of sacks in college.
Oregon State.
Oh, yeah. I always get those two confused for whatever reason. But he had, for the Vikings, he had 7 career tackles, 1 tackle for a loss, and he started 1 game.
That's 7 more tackles than Willie Beavers had.
What a fucking turd. Scott Crichton, you are a piece of shit.
Okay, he's probably not a piece of shit. He just didn't really pan out on the field.
Well, he sucked.
So let's be clear about that. But yeah, I think everybody was excited when we got him. He was always a fringe first, second round guy. Yeah. Holy shit, this guy's in round 3. Vikings get him. Just freaking bulging hard on when that happened. Had big expectations for him.
He couldn't
see the field.
Yeah.
He never got to the field, and deservingly so, I'm guessing.
Well, he had a couple of concussions, but nothing that really should have ended his career shortly.
I feel like you might owe Scott Crichton a little bit of an apology.
For what?
Pretty harsh on him.
No, he deserves everything I just gave him. That tongue lashing.
All right. Well, that's a little, like you said, dip into the past. Let's look into the future. Let's look at some mid-round guys, third, fourth-round type guys.
I was just going to come up with some future noises. But
that was my future noise.
Oh, God.
I'm always going with the whimsical noise that doesn't pan out.
Well, before we talk about guys, let's get into where you think the best value is going to be in the mid-rounds here, 3 and 4. What do you see the positions having the best depth when we're on the clock?
Usually the position for the most depth for me is doggy style. Yeah. You can really, you know, especially when you get up on that one knee and give her hell. But for the Vikings, I would say third, fourth round depth. I think tight end is going to be pretty damn good. I think running back, there's going to be some awesome value there. And on the defense side of the ball, I think defensive tackle.
Yeah, and you got to throw in safety there too. And wide receiver, I think there's going to be some options. So those are the positions I think the Vikings will take in rounds 3 and 4. And now let's get into some names. So why don't you throw one at me and we'll kind of go back and forth here.
Well, let me throw this one at you.
Yeah.
How about Terrell Tom Hanks, New Mexico State linebacker? This guy has been, he's very tricky. He's been all over the board. He's been anywhere from round 2, and you see him in round 6.
I've seen him round 7.
He had an absolute turd of a combine. Before the combine, you know, I think he was pretty safe as a second, third round guy, but after that turd, he just fell off the map. So, you know, third, fourth round, fourth rounder, I would have no issues if the Vikings took him in the fourth round, but you know, he can make plays. I mean, he had 7 forced fumbles, 8 interceptions during his career. I think worst case, fourth round guy, he plays special teams, works his way up, and you know, I think he's a guy that could push a guy like Gideon first and playing.
Gideon.
Yeah. So Terrell Hanks, that's my number one.
No, I love that guy. Like you said, though, I mean, I've seen him all over the map. It's hard to really peg where he is going to go.
He's slow as balls.
But there's not a lot of linebackers I like this year, and he's one of the 5 that I do like, so I'd be fine with that. How about this guy? Miles Boykin, wide receiver, Notre Dame.
He's 6'3",
225 pounds. Not really a gifted runner of routes, but he's a big guy, can go up, get that jump ball. I think he drafts him in around 3 or 4. He's probably coming in as a favorite to be the number 3 wide receiver. Love everything about Miles Boykin. I think he could be a real asset in this offense and a hell of a weapon for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I like Boykin. He's kind of a big one-year wonder at Notre Dame. Didn't do much before his senior year. He's a big boy, and I love everything about that. I would hope he'd be in round four, though, not three. Three's a little
early. Yeah, he's probably more of a four-round option.
Oh, what are we talking about, pass catchers? How about this one?
Okay.
Caleb Wilson.
Tight end.
Tight end, UCLA. This guy is nothing but a pass catcher. He is not going to be doing any groundbreaking blocks up front. That's not what he's going to do. I think he's got a really high ceiling. He needs the right guy to show him the way. Who better than Kyle Rudolph? He's still a little bit raw, but last year UCLA, 60 catches, 965 yards, four touchdowns. I think he comes in day one as the number two tight end for the Vikings, and he's got the ceiling to take over the starting reins when Rudolph gets the bootski.
And the best part is we can call him C-Dubs.
C-Dubs.
All right. I got another an offensive tackle next. Titus Howard, Alabama State. I'm not sure where this guy is going to go off the board. He's kind of been a hot name lately. I wouldn't be shocked if he came off the board in round two, but if he's there in round three, I think you jump all over him. 6'5", 322 pounds. This guy, I think he's a former quarterback. Very athletic guy. So you take him, he's probably your number two tackle right off the bat. Maybe you put him on the left side, work him in there as the primary backup to Riley Reiff. But getting a guy like Titus Howard, I think, in round three would be a huge value for the Vikings.
If he goes in round two, I will shit on the floor and I'll do a face plant in it. You heard it here.
It's a strong possibility.
All right, I'm gonna stick on the offensive line. Hot name lately. So hot. Nate Davis, guard, 6'3", 316. You know, the big thing with Davis is he's just powerful beast. Very tough to move. He's going to come in for some team, start at guard as a rookie, and he's a guy that could start being an anchor on your offensive line for the next 8-10 years. And he's got, for as big as he is, he's got good technique, good solid footwork, and that would be fantastic. But he's another guy that could go a lot earlier than people think.
Yeah, I think he's going to round four Saturday morning.
Hell yeah.
Nate Davis, after he has a big old fucking omelet.
Mm.
Yeah, he's kind of a little chubby, though. I would like to see him.
Well, he's a guard.
I'd like to see him get a little more muscle on that frame.
I'd like them to gain 10 more pounds.
Well, all right, let's go running back next. The guy I really like, David Montgomery from Iowa State.
Oh, you stole mine. You stole him.
5'11", 210 pounds. This guy can run. He can catch. But what this guy does best, and this is what's going to get this guy on the field early in his rookie career, is he is an awesome pass protector. He can go in there passing downs, and he's one of those guys who just gets it. He knows how to block, pass block. That's huge. A lot of running backs in the league can't do it. You know, look at Adrian Peterson. He sucked at pass blocking. Dave Montgomery can do that. He can be a primary backup to Cook, and if Cook gets down, I have no problem with Dave Montgomery taking the bulk of the load. I think he could definitely handle that in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm really on the Dave Montgomery board. I had him on my list. He's a bulldozer. Like I said, he's got good hands. And I think when, at least early in their career, depending on where he goes, he could be the best running back out of this whole class.
And didn't you get most of your school clothes from Montgomery Wards?
No, I didn't. County seat. Got a lot from county seat.
I'm talking younger years.
No.
I think you did.
Got a lawnmower there.
I know your brother got this. Your brother got the size husky pants.
Yeah. All right. We shopped at Montgomery Ward for my clothes. What the hell do you care?
I'm just wondering. Just wondering.
All right. Montgomery Ward. Everybody's on that train. Or David Montgomery. Sorry.
Yeah. I think that store has been closed for years.
All right. My next guy. I've mentioned him before. I mentioned him again. Isaiah Bugs, Alabama. Defensive tackle. He's a big boy, but he can get his hands on the quarterback. Yes, that might have had a lot to do with being next to Quinn and Williams. But he was a defensive end for Alabama. When he gets to the NFL, he'll definitely be sliding inside. And, you know,
say that again.
He's going to be sliding inside.
Oh, God.
But he's a big boy, but he's quick. And he can get in that backfield in the jiffy. His big knock is his tiny little alligator arms. That's what nobody seems to like about him. But I would say Bugs is probably in the round four range right now. And I would love everything about it.
Yeah, I really don't know where he's going to go off the board. He seems to be a guy who's kind of slipping right now. I don't know if he's going to go round four or round seven or round two. Who knows? He's one of those guys I think is really you're going to guess. You're just going to throw a dart and see where he ends up. But I do like Isaiah Bugs as well. Any guy who comes from the SEC, to me, is battle-tested. You're playing the best competition week in, week out, so you know they're ready to roll. Put him in as, you know, basically he'd be what, your third, fourth D tackle right now. So you can work him in slowly. But yeah, a lot to like about Isaiah Bugs.
And let's be clear, his last name is Bugs.
That doesn't hurt. That doesn't hurt.
Doesn't hurt one bit.
I was trying to think what the hell Bugs Bunny says, but I can't think of it. I'm gonna go.
What's up, Doc?
That's what it was. It was what's up, Doc. I'm gonna go defense. I'm gonna go with safety. And I don't know the last time the Vikings had a guy on their team with this first name, but I think it's time. Juan Thornhill, Virginia. He's a big safety. Mike Zimmer likes safeties with size. He's 6'1", 195 pounds. This guy is awesome in pass coverage. I mean, he for a safety, this guy blankets receivers. He could actually play a little corner if needed, so maybe this is a guy you get as a safety corner hybrid, and Zimmer scratches that cornerback itch that he always seems
scratch,
to have.
Scratch.
He's also physical. He can play. You know, he can play the run. Lay out big old hits on receivers coming in the middle. I really like Juan Thornhill. So yeah, Juan, welcome.
Well, he's not a Viking yet, and you know, I told you this before we started. I really don't have any desire to take a safety in this draft. I don't know why. I think I'm in the minority, but I just don't want it.
I mean, this guy's probably like a, you know, an early second round value who I think could slide around three. So I would be all over Juan Thornhill.
All right, well, we got 2 weeks still to the draft. I think our next one we'll probably look at maybe some later round gems, late some steals. Round.
Yeah, we'll touch on late rounds, and I think we're going to do a dueling mock later.
Yes, we're damn right we're going to.
I'll bring my sword and my fencing gear.
I'm going to bring my piano.
Oh, we're having that kind of a duel. One thing that we should mention, too, and you mentioned it a little bit last time, but you never know who's going to slide. Guys do it every single year. I mean, look at Elflein was a third-round pick. Guys always slide on the board, and for whatever reason. So there could be guys we're looking at in round two, and maybe even some late round one guys that end up going in round three.
You know what's the best part about the draft?
The mystery.
The unknown. You never know what's going to happen.
You never do, and
that shit turd pick goes at pick 12 that nobody had even in the first round.
Like Rashad Penny last year?
Yes, what a turd pick.
Or that the safety, Terrell Evans' brother. Evans' brother. Yeah, it was Terrell.
Yeah, yeah.
No one saw that coming.
Picks like that, guys who slide, that's what everybody gets so excited about the draft, myself included. Love it. Love when that shit happens.
Yeah, my favorite was how excited you were when the Jacksonville Jaguars took that D-tackle at 10.
Tyson Alualu.
Tyson Alualu.
Yeah, that was something.
I never seen you that happy in all my life.
Yeah. I mean, even when guys slide, and they're obviously sliding for a reason. Remember T.J. Clemmings? What did we get him?
Round four.
Round four, there was a lot of mocks that had him round one, round two.
Yeah, and we actually got a decent run out of T.J. Clemmings. He's a fourth-round pick, but he sucked. He was not a good player.
No, he wasn't, but I was still very excited when
I was
him.
Too. I thought he was going round one. So, yeah, we'll be back next week. Hopefully it won't be as long as it was this time. It seemed like it was a really long break this time, but it really wasn't. But until then, hey, guys, you're going to the store. You're looking for a little breakfast treat. You want to save yourself some money. You know what? Forget the Pop-Tarts. Go with the Toastums. They're only a dollar. And I got to be honest, they taste a little bit better, especially the frosted cherry or the mixed berry. And if you're really feeling weird, get the brown sugar. Get the brown sugar.
You're giving me shit for getting my clothes at Montgomery Ward, but you're getting generic Pop-Tarts.
They're better. They taste better. Your pants sucked.